Knighton was always synonymous with writers. They tended to come here back when John started out first. When John started Knighton first, it became a place where, famously in Esquire magazine in 1968, Knighton was named one of the top pickup joints in the country. And the reason that happened was women started to come here because it was known that Knighton was the kind of place where smart guys hung out, and smart meaning writers from the Plain Dealer and the Cleveland Press kind of made this their home. And he kind of pitched the place as a singles place, and women would show up here because they met smart guys, and it was different than a lot of bars in that respect, and there was always a respect for women here. So that's how it became synonymous with the press. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, Bruce Hennis, who's first of all a good friend of mine and also became my PR guy, he's on the board of the Cleveland Press, and the Cleveland Press never hadn't had a permanent home for 30 years or so. I think they used to be in the Statler Hotel downtown back in the day. And Bruce pitched to them the idea of a permanent home for the Hall of Fame where people could come in and look at the plaques of the Hall of Fame and the photographs and the memorabilia. And this is a big place, and I had an area that I could do it in. And so we then became the Press Club Hall of Fame. So people actually come now to see a Hall of Fame within a restaurant. It's kind of cool, really. And I see people that are relatives or people that remember certain writers, they'll come by here and you'll see them in there glancing at the history of the people.